Hare Krishna. See sense gratification as spiritual deprivation. You are missing so much pleasure. You are depriving yourself. This is how the mind whispers. When we try to practice spiritual life seriously and regulate sense gratification. And though we may say, we may try to neglect the mind, we may try to silence the mind, saying that I want to practice spiritual life seriously. Shut up. The mind doesn't shut up. The mind keeps coming back and whispering again and again. You're missing so much, you're missing so much. You're depriving yourself, you're depriving yourself. And as we keep hearing the mind speaking like this, even though we may not act immediately, the mind's whispers will slowly echo inside us. And we may start thinking, yeah, really, there's so much pleasure, so many people are enjoying, I'm depriving myself, why should I deprive myself like this? Now, when the mind starts misleading us like this, we need to recollect the reality, the fundamentals of spiritual life, basic philosophy of devotional service. The reality is that we are souls and we need lasting happiness. That lasting happiness can be found only in spiritual devotion to Krishna. In sense gratification, we will get at best some fleeting momentary pleasure. Never lasting happiness. So as souls, when we give up devotional service to Krishna, then we become like fish out of water. Now, from the moment a fish comes out of water till the moment it returns to the water, the fish deprives itself. Similarly, when we become allured by some sense object and we give up devotional service to Krishna, then we come out of the comforting and nourishing and fulfilling ocean of devotion. When we are engaged in constructive service to Krishna, then we are inside that ocean. When we give up that service to Krishna and start pursuing sense gratification, we come out of that ocean. And immediately, we start feeling tormented, start feeling dissatisfied. Now, actually, from the moment we start giving up service to Krishna and start considering sense gratification, what happens is we become disconnected from Krishna. And the reason for our dissatisfaction is disconnection from Krishna. Krishna is the source of satisfaction. When we become disconnected from Him, naturally we feel dissatisfied. But we need intellectual sharpness to recognize the actual cause of the dissatisfaction, that it is disconnection from Krishna. But instead, quite often we become misled into believing the mind's misdiagnosis. And what does the mind diagnose? Misdiagnose? Oh, you're feeling dissatisfied, feeling tormented. That is because you are disconnected from the sense object. You just go to the sense object, enjoy it, and your dissatisfaction will go away. And thus, we unsuspectingly believe the mind and then we unwittingly start pursuing the sense object, perceiving the sense object. And in this way, we go further and further away from the source of satisfaction, Krishna, and we go towards the cause of our dissatisfaction, sense object. And when we get at best very little momentary pleasure and are left with nothing, neither material happiness nor spiritual happiness, then we realize that we have been cheated. And then we have to again come back to Krishna. So if we don't want to waste our time and spoil our consciousness like this, if we don't want to be fooled like this, then we need to remember the scriptural analysis of the nature of happiness. The Bhagavad Gita assures us in 5.21, Bahaya Sparsheshva Saktatma Vindatyatmani Yatsukham Sa Brahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukhamakshayam Ashnute. The Bhagavad Gita says, Bahaya Sparsheshva Asaktatma, one who is detached from external pleasures. Vindati Atmani Yat Sukham. Vindati, one who seeks inwards, turns inwards, delights in her inner happiness. So Brahma Yoga Yuktatma, such a person is well connected with Brahma, with the spiritual reality. And what happens? Sukham Akshayam Ashnute, such a person will attain Akshaya, imperishable happiness. That means lasting happiness a person will attain. Now, what does this imply? That we just need to stay in the ocean of devotion and happiness will increase more and more for us. So, this sort of scriptural wisdom we can reinforce by personal recollection of our own fulfilling spiritual experiences and our frustrating sensual experiences. And then, by this combination of scriptural recollection and personal recollection, that means a truth which is taught by scripture and truth which is experienced by us, we will be able to convince ourselves that deprivation lies not in the practice of devotion, but in the pursuit of sense gratification. And then we can say steady in devotion and march towards Krishna, wherein we will find everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.